I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the 0-0 draw at Lowestoft. Mark, this was always a difficult place to come. What do you make of that performance?
I thought we played well. I thought, given the conditions, you know, it was very, very windy. The pitch was one of the bobbliest ones I've seen in a long, long time, you know. So it made it very difficult for both sides, and, you know, free-flowing passing football was never going to be happening today. But I thought we adapted to the conditions really well. I thought we were good in the first half, the way we sort of dealt with the wind in our faces and actually created the better openings, and then defended well when we had to. And then the second half, you know, we were camped really in their half and penned them in. We just couldn't really find that final bit of quality, either be it a pass or cross or effort, and it just turned into a bit of a frustrating second half for us, because I thought we, you know, completely dominated, and if there were going to be one winner, it was going to be us. But it's not a bad point. Another clean sheet for us, and, you know, it extends that little unbeaten run that we've got going as well. So I think that they've got a good home record, so to come here and take a point and be disappointed is pleasing in a strange kind of way.
Yeah, not a classic spectacle, but great support today.
Brilliant support, yeah, to come down in such numbers. You know, we've been lucky enough to come down last night and be looked after. So, yeah, a massive thank you. I know it was fully appreciated by the players, a number of supporters that came down to support us. Just apologies that we couldn't put on a better spectacle for them, but I'm sure they've enjoyed the trip, and they'll enjoy the trip back. And, yeah, just frustrating, really. I think if we could have got that goal and you know, made them come out a little bit more, because, you know, they were time-wasting from the first couple of minutes of the second half. They were happy with a point, it suits their cause, and when the pitch is like it is, it's difficult when they let you get in that final third to produce that little bit of intricate football that you might need, or produce that cross into the box to make the breakthrough.
These conditions have been very difficult today with the swirling wind and the hard surface. So something might characterise the conditions we'll face in the next few weeks in this time of year?
You're always going to get pitches like this at this time of year, yeah. You'd like to think that there'd be a bit less wind and certainly a little bit of rain on it would have, you know, taken the edge off the bobbliness of the pitch. But we've got to deal with whatever we've come across, and yes, we'll come across bobbly pitches like this. I don't think we'll play in much windier conditions than this. And you know, when things are going like that today, we've got to keep the back door shut and restrict the opposition. We did that today. I suppose we did it at Hyde the other week. I think they've gone and drawn at Fylde as well today, which, you know, kind of franks their form, so to speak. And yeah, it's not going to be easy at this time of year. Teams are, you know, Lowestoft are looking for points still to secure their safety. We're looking for points to get in the playoffs. Next game's Charlie. They want to get in the playoffs. It's, you know, all to play for. Difficult conditions. We'll look forward to the challenge. You know, we've been here before. We know what it takes. We've got to make sure we get ourselves over the line and in that top five.
You've got a week or so now to rest some players and for the players to get back into full shape. And then it's a really tough one, isn't it? Away at Chorley on the 31st.
It is, yeah. I mean, I think we need it. You know, not even mentioned the fact that the calibre of players that we've got missing today. So to come, I thought Jack Stockdale coming in did an excellent job for us in midfield after his loan spell, and, you know, players playing out of position and one or two still carrying knocks. So hopefully, you know, the injury situation is that we'll probably have the likes of Danny Hall, Wayne Brooksby, possibly even Gavin Rothery available for that one. OJ gets a bit closer to fitness as well. Ben Parker's unlikely now to feature for the rest of the season, unfortunately, after we got the results of his scan back. So we're likely to be out without him for the rest of the season. But it does give everyone else a chance to sort of refresh the batteries, and you know, certainly, hopefully, three or four of the lads that have been missing recently, or certainly missed today, to come back into contention.
Thanks, Matt.